You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. The National Weather Service has issued 51 tornado warnings this year. That's more than double the average for Wyoming. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports.
Rob Cox is the meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service in Cheyenne. He says this year's unusually wet spring could end up increasing not only the number of tornado warnings, but touchdowns as well.
So having that more saturated atmosphere, the ground being really saturated, has really caused the potential to be a little bit higher this year for more tornadoes. Now, we haven't had an extreme amount yet, but you know that could change as the year wears on.
Last week, a tornado struck North Antelope Rochelle coal mine outside of Gillette, injuring several workers. Cox urges individuals to make sure they stay alert and aware when storms are forming around them. Use weather.gov or follow the National Weather Service on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date with ongoing weather events. Jordan Uplinger, Wyoming Public Radio.
Yellowstone geologists are using a system called LIDAR to examine the deep damage done by last June's destructive floods inside the park. It's possible because the United States Geological Survey had completed a LIDAR survey of the entire park 2 years before the flood. Park geologist Dr. Jefferson Hungerford says they now have a baseline to compare the changes caused by the floods.
We can go ahead and fly LIDAR again over those areas. It will quickly tell us how much of that bank did we lose during the flood event? Where did we move that channel to?
Dr. Hungerford says the new LIDAR surveys will help road engineers plan reconstruction of damaged roads all the way to the northeast entrance and prepare them for possible future flood events. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.